Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I can see the stunning Tim Dillard. We are doing some video streaming right now on our YouTube page, on the Fan YouTube page. And Tim Dillard, that is a beautiful, beautiful pair of sunglasses that you have on right there, Tim Dillard. You are looking just amazing right now.
It's bright out here. Bright here in Minneapolis.
It is. Minneapolis is a beautiful thing. Skyline right behind the stadium. I have not been to that field yet, Tim Dillard. Where does that rank on your list of top fields around Major League Baseball? I know a lot of people there wanted a roof on it, and they never did it. How cool is that stadium?
It's awesome. You know, I got to work here last year. I did a Roku game with Corey Provis. But before that, we just walked around the stadium and got a lay of the land. I mean, it's definitely a place to visit. I know a lot of Brewers fans are coming to this series.
Absolutely. I went to a game in Minnesota when it still was that crappy dome that they had, and I saw Prince Fielder hitting inside the park home run, Tim Dillard, at the game I was at in that dome. Never in my wildest dreams, Tim Dillard, did I think you could see that in a game of baseball, but I saw it.
I mean, he always hustled. It doesn't surprise me. He would always run every ground ball out. So for him to, you know, whether it's a double, triple, homer, I mean, Prince Fielder, he wants that extra base. He doesn't seem like the prime candidate for that, but he was an exceptional player. He just won like a home run derby yesterday. Did you see that?
I saw that, and it was funny because he was sitting there warming up, and he was just taking a couple of swings, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, you saw him switch. The intensity level pick up, and all of a sudden it was poop, 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 out, three or four in a row. And then after that, he was like, all right, I'm good. Let's go. I'm ready to go. And it was just warming up for that home run derby. Speaking of home run derbies, being joined here by Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network analyst, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Did you see this home run derby that they're going to do after the game coming up towards the end of July, after the Marlins game? Did you see this? Because I feel like nobody told you, because I don't see your name on the list of people slated to hit. Now, what is that all about?
I mean, I put my name out there. I was like, hey, I have a bat in my trunk of my car. I just carry it just in case you got to take batting practice every once in a while. But I'm actually going to try to see if somebody doesn't show up or shows up on the IL, then maybe I'll get in. But either way, I'm going to be ready to swing, or I could just be the umpire. I'll just go like this if it's a home run. Either way, I'm cool.
Have to be a part of it. Friday, July 25th against the Marlins. The game is scheduled for 3:10. Then after the game is done, you're going to have all kinds of Brewers alumni having a home run derby. I want to get your thoughts on what we saw yesterday. We were talking about at the beginning of the show, Tim Dillard, about Isaac Collins and how on every team, playoff team, or really good team normally, you always have two, three guys, maybe more than that, that end up just going off and having a much better year than anybody expected. I would imagine most people didn't know who Isaac Collins even was prior to this year as a Brewers fan. And here in the month of June, he's hitting like 280 at this point and having a really good month. And again, yesterday, showing off some power with a home run.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to last year, didn't even have an extra base hit, very limited action. Now he's starting to play a lot. In fact, I think he has started 34 games, and the team is 24-10 when he starts a ball. So, yeah, I haven't seen the lineup today. Pretty sure he's in it. I don't see a way where you could not put him out there. He's not a liability in left field. He's actually above average in left field. He's been doing a fantastic job defensively. But just the extra base hits, doubles, triples, homers. He's got some pop, switch hitter. I mean, he's dangerous. He's batting over 300, I think, on road trips. So, for whatever reason, he's coming into his own, and he is a threat in the lineup. He got rewarded after game one with a home run. They dropped him down in the order. I wouldn't be surprised to see him batting like fifth or sixth because, everybody getting on base, you got to have someone to drive him in. And if he's the guy, driving the bus right now, then you throw him out there.
So let's talk about that for a second. So I'm trying to keep this positive and negative, not completely negative for you. I'm trying my best. But I got to go to this other guy then, because you talk about the middle of the lineup having to drive guys in. As hot as Rhys Hoskins was in May, he's cooled off just as much. He's hitting like .130 in the month of June at this point. Have you seen anything different watching Rhys Hoskins as far as anything changed, or what do you think's going on?
I think people are pitching him a little bit different. Early on, he was crushing things at the bottom of the zone. He was getting the barrel behind the ball and absolutely crushing the baseball. I think now they're trying to get him out more away and up, just showing him in every once in a while. He actually took early batting practice. That's what's going on behind me. You really can't see, but there you go. Usually Contreras and Churio are the guys that are out there hitting, but today saw Rhys Hoskins just trying to work out the kinks, trying to figure it out. That's what baseball players are, right? All they're doing every single day is trying to figure it out. And the ones that are in the least amount of slumps are in the Hall of Fame. So that's what they're doing. They're always trying to figure it out and get ready for that game.
You know, the other part about this, too, when we talk about this Brewers team, it kind of feels like feast or famine for this Brewers team. You know, kind of, I don't know, throughout majority of the year, where either they're getting a couple of runs or they're scoring 6, 7, 8 runs in a game, and I think you're still kind of looking for that consistency. Hoskins has cooled off. Contreras has cooled off as well. Cheerios hitting like .280, something like that, in the month of June. His on base is like .290, so that's nothing great. .500 slugging. That's what they're looking for still, is that consistency from that offense, because this pitching, I know yesterday they gave up 7, gave up more than maybe you wanted. McGill figured out a way to close that down in the ninth. But if this offense ever gets going consistently, they can put together a hell of a month.
Well, it's always, it seems like score four or more. The Brewers are like 34 and 11 or something like that. So it's kind of a race to four usually, but they have a very potent offense. You know, they'll steal bases, they'll get their walks. Now we're starting to see extra base hits popping up from unlikely heroes. But I think when it comes to this offense, it's going to be driven by Contreras, by Yelich, Terang. We got Frelick batting leadoff now. I mean, Churio is the guy that's an extra base hit machine. I think he's in like the top 10 in extra base hits. He's got like 35. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take those guys to hit extra base hits, because they'll get on base, they'll hit their singles. It's about getting them in. And to me, when the Brewers struggle and get beat, it's because the other team gets one crucial extra base hit. So, yeah, things are starting to heat up. Not just around, baseball, it being June going into July, but I think the bats are going to start heating up too. It seems likely.
I had Vinny Rutino on earlier this week, Tim Dillard, and you came up in the conversation. Rutino was telling us that Jacob Mizorowski, who's on the mound tonight against the Twins for the Brewers, the way they kind of fixed him and helped.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With his issues of wildness was they attached water bags essentially to his back and then tried to fix him that way as far as pitching with those water bags on his back. I suggested to Vinny that we should put water bags on your back for like a pregame show and kind of show everybody, you know, A, how difficult it is and see how it changes things, because I've never heard of that before. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I thought it was fascinating.
Well, I mean, you've seen Paul Skeens do his like pregame routine. He's got like this water bag on his back. Mizorowski's starting to do it. We've seen Tobias Myers with that golf thing with the ball on the end, getting ready for a game. Quinn Priester uses a band on his left arm, his elbow, to make sure he stays closed, which I've done similar things to that, because one of the biggest things in baseball is you fly open. You know, you're trying to get your arm to come through with the baseball. Your tendency is, you know, whatever your other shoulder is, it bails out and you open up too soon. That's why you miss a lot of arm side, especially if you're throwing 100 miles an hour. So when you're tall and wiry like Mizorowski, your whole goal is to stay as compact as possible, right? And if you're a smaller, tighter guy, it's about loosening up and trying to make sure you can get the ball to that release point. But, you know, it's sometimes it's a mental thing that kind of gets healed or put in the right direction by a physical thing. Hey, use this water bag or use this whatever to help get your mind right on where your body needs to be.
Talking with Tim Dillard. He's joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. We broadcast live from Summerfest at the Hole-in-One Challenge along with Lexus. And Tim Dillard brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign up now for their summer tryouts coming up here in the month of July for your kids to get ready for next year's baseball already. That's how it works in youth baseball. Tim, I want to get your thoughts on Mizorowski. So what is this like for him? Because he's coming off of, you know, 5 no-hit innings, making his first start. Then he gets bumped, literally bumped 2 days because of a rain delay. They don't pitch him yesterday. They go with Peralta instead. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought they would just let Mizorowski stay as close to as possible being on his normal day's rest. So they bumped him to face the Twins today. What is he going through as he gets ready for his second start here?
I mean, he's probably kind of used to that. You know, you go back to last year, he would start and also be in the bullpen. And this year, mostly starting in AAA, they play 6 games on the road or at home against one team. And then, you know, they have a day off and then they go 6 games against somebody else. So you're only pitching a lot of times one time a week. So I don't think it's that, you know, a stretch for him. I think it's more important to keep Freddy Peralta consistent, because he's your mainstay. He's been here all season long. He's made every single start. So to me, that was the priority. And you know what? Pat Murphy said it. He was surprised they didn't play a doubleheader yesterday. You know, not that he was hoping for one, but he was surprised that didn't happen, because it's going to play to the Cubs' advantage, they think, in the future when they have to play this game, because they have off days behind those 4 games in 3 days against the Brewers, where the Brewers are going to play 19 games in 18 days. So, but when it comes to Mizorowski and trying to get ready for a game, it's, you know, give him the ball whenever. If you're young like that, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is just give me a day, give me the baseball, let me pitch.
How much advantage, how much different will it be now that we've got some, you know, film on him a little bit here? If you're the Minnesota Twins, you get to look a little bit at that Cubs game and try and figure him out. Is there that much of an advantage for them versus him going into this game, or no?
I mean, you can look at film all you want. They have film in the minor leagues for the last couple of years. They can look at his numbers and his usage and things like that, but you still got to try to put it in play. And I'm telling you, I mean, he looks like he's just tough to catch because his, you know, triple digits, it's moving. His cutter slider, I guess he calls it a slider, but it works as like a cutter almost, you know, 94 miles an hour. He has a 92 mile an hour changeup that registers as a two-seamer. So there's going to be some stuff that some of these hitters have not seen before. Everybody that throws triple digits does it in a kind of a different way. So for him to be able to do that over a long period of time, 5-6 innings, whatever it's going to look like, you know, outside of Paul Skenes, there's not a lot of guys doing that.
It's funny, I read an article, I don't know if you saw it, Kurt Hogan, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, wrote an article talking about the slider like you're talking about, but Mizorowski's like, you know, everybody wants to talk about this slider, but nobody wants to talk about my curveball, and he loves his curveball and has had made huge improvements on it, and that was the pitch I was talking about before he made his first start. What do you make out of his curveball versus how that mixes in with what he's got with the changeup, the slider, and the fastball?
Yeah, well, I was kind of alluding to it. I mean, if your changeup's 92 and you're throwing 100, that's only 8 mile an hour difference. And then if your slider's 94 or whatever, everything's going to be firm. So as a hitter, you're looking for something firm. The curveball is the only thing that's slow enough to get hitters off of all of that. You have to have some pitch, especially if you're a starter. You got to have something to slow everything down. And for him, it is the curveball. And so I think that's why it's so important to him, because he knows how important it is for his craft and what he's doing at the plate, because if it's not working that day, they're going to sit on everything being firm. And I struggled in my career because all I had was a good two-seamer and a hard slider. I could never get a good split or a changeup to work for me. I couldn't get a curveball, and I think my career probably would have lasted longer as over-the-top pitcher had I could come up with something that was just get everybody off the hard stuff. And, you know, Mizorowski has that, and he knows how important it is.
I've never asked you this question, Tim Dillard. Last question, because you're there at the Twins game getting ready. Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst on FanDuel Sports Network. Make sure to check that out coming up tonight. After 7 o'clock, first pitch, 6 o'clock, leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz here on The Fan tonight. Would you ever recommend, not necessarily to your own children or whatever, but to anybody else's children, to drop down like you did to pitch, or would you always try to recommend people throw over the top?
I would, if you want to know where your arm slot is, go out to shortstop and let somebody hit you about 30 ground balls. And about the 25th or, you know, ground ball or so, when you're throwing it across the diamond, you're going to figure out the best way for and strongest way for you to throw the ball all the way to first base. So that's kind of your natural arm slot. Very few people have a natural arm slot that's just over the top. You look at a lot of these pitchers now, they're not throwing straight over the top. They're kind of slanting their body. So they're, you know, maybe the ball comes out over the top, but because of their body contortion, I mean, their degrees is different. I would never tell anybody to go, hey, you got to go throw sidearm. I would tell someone to go play a position. And then when you're like 17 or 18, then be a pitcher, because you can always go back and be a pitcher. Very rarely you can go back and play second base or outfield or something like that, unless you're Rick Ankiel. So for me, it's, you know, you want to protect your arm, don't be a pitcher until probably junior year of high school.
There he is, Tim Dillard, our guy of FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. He's at Minnesota. He's right there at Twin Stadium as we're streaming this bad boy live on the new Fan YouTube page. Very first show live streamed on the YouTube page is this show right now. Tim Dillard, the first guest being joined here on the first time. See, history is being made, and I got to have my guy Tim Dillard with me. I got
to
have
That's
it.
Awesome. Tim, thanks. Happy to be a part of it.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot for coming on. Enjoy the games.
Thank you.
There he is. You betcha. There he is. Tim Dillard.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.